Maybe at one time or another, we may have read the novel by Charles Dickens entitled A Tale of Two Cities. And I think I read it in English lit class in high school many, many years ago. And I would like to talk to you about something similar, A Tale of Two Mountains, which I think fit in today's gospel. You know, on reflecting on the gospel, a question came to my mind. Why was the transfiguration of Jesus placed among the Lenten readings, which usually are somber, instead of among the Easter readings, which usually deal with the glory of Jesus? To answer that question lies in the context of when the transfigure actually occurred. And it occurred right after Jesus told his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem to suffer and to die. And if you remember from the Gospel of Matthew, Peter cries out, "God forbid, Lord, no such thing should happen to you." And Jesus replied, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstruction to me." And so on. The complete event of Matthew's gospel must have been a shocking experience for Peter. So what does all this have to do with the gospel of today? I think that the transfiguration was placed in the Lenten readings because it bears a striking similarity to the agony in the garden. Maybe the gospel might be called A Tale of Two Mountains. And like the agony in the garden, which took place on the slopes of the Mount of Olives, the transfiguration took place on Mount Tabor. And like the agony in the garden, the transfiguration was witnessed not by only three disciples, Peter, James, and John. And like the agony in the garden, the transformation took place at night. And in both instances, the disciples were asleep. And Jesus remained awake, and Jesus was praying. These two mountain events are the inseparable sides of the same coin. It shows the total Jesus in a total way, his divinity and his humanity. The Tale of Two Cities and the Tale of Two Mountains have the same opening sentence. It was the best of times and it was the worst of times. I think that the mountain events have a practical message for you and for me, especially at the start of this Lenten season. Just like Jesus on Mount Tabor, we too experience moments when we feel close to God and we marvel how good life is. We want to hug our friends and we want to hug our loved ones and we even want to forgive our enemies. Just like Jesus on the Mount of Olives, we experience moments of agony when the spark of God seems to flicker and maybe almost dies out. Life becomes miserable, and it seems no one loves us. We find fault with our loved ones, and we find fault with our friends. We curse our enemies, and heaven forbid, if we may even doubt the existence of God. When we experience our moments of the best times and the worst times, we should recall that Jesus also experienced the best of times and the worst of times. So what is the one thing Jesus did on these two mountains? He prayed. And Lent is an ideal time for to find our own personal mountain, and pray. Isn't that what Lent's all about? Prayer is a tool for Lent. Fasting is a tool for Lent. Almsgiving is that tool for Lent. Lent gives us the experience of God's presence and His love and His healing in our lives. Lent gives us a chance to hug our friends and our loved ones and not curse our enemies, but pray for them. Lent is a time for the healing sacrament of reconciliation. Come on, let the healing begin. A Tale of Two Mountains. On Mount Tabor, we see the divine Jesus. And on Mount of Olives, we see Jesus, the human, one of us. We need to marvel at the love of God the Father has for us. He sent His chosen Son to redeem us in the most human way by dying for us on Good Friday. Jesus, the chosen one. Jesus, our chosen brother, is always with us, even in the best of times and in the worst of times.